Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley-Brew and you are with Talk TV. Now, the Church of England is facing something of a backlash, not just from its own vicars, but from the general public and indeed many of its congregations after planning to pay out a whopping £1 billion in slavery reparations to, they say, fully address the great evil of past wrongs because of the Atlantic slave trade. Joining me now to discuss this is Iman Aitken, who is an anti-racism activist. Thank you very much for joining us, Iman.
Thank you so much for having me, Julia.
Why should the Church of England pay out £1 billion in slavery reparations? It was originally going to be £100 million. They decided that wasn't enough. Why should they pay out reparations for something that's happened hundreds of years ago?
Well, the Church of England have actually officially decided that they're only paying £100 million, and they're actually hoping that wealthy, empathetic, logical, pragmatic donors will add that up to £1 billion. So it's not the Church of England that's paying £1 billion. No, not of course.
Well, it's via the Church of England. They're asking for donations, aren't they?
Yeah, so can I just finish? Sorry, can I just finish, please? So £100 million from the Church of England. The reason why they're doing this is because they invested into the South Sea Company during the early 1700s. And they invested £700 million. They ended up making £443 million. So they never said sorry. They never paid back or kind of repaired that damage, which is what ultimately they're leading with. And so now they're donating or using their endowment fund and whatever else they can combine in terms of righting those wrongs and repairing that damage.
Okay.
So it's £100 million. £1 billion, £100 million.
£1 billion is they're planning to do that. Okay. No, we've only got another 6 minutes.
No, they're not.
We've only got another six. All right,
Julia.
We'll stay with your figure if that makes you happy.
But
we've only got another 6 minutes. So if you want to spend the entire time arguing over that, then we won't get to the point of the conversation.
But it's important. It's important. I'm reporting what's actually reported today.
But let's just get sidetracked, shall we?
But it's right. Important. And it was recent. It was, what was it, last night? I think I watched it last night.
Who would they pay this money to, and why should there be any reparations to people who live now? You can't pay reparations to anyone who is a direct victim of slavery from the Atlantic slave trade because they will have died many, many years ago. There are many descendants of, but descendant of slave trade is not necessarily been a victim of the slave trade. Now, we know in America there are long-standing issues in terms of civil rights until, certainly in my lifetime. That's not been the case here in the UK. Who would they pay reparations to, and why would those people be deserving?
OK, so just quick 2 points. In terms of America, you're actually referencing overt racism versus covert. So they are very much delving into a lot of overt racism. Here we've got quite a lot of overt racism, but predominantly covert. So that's the first point in terms of America. In terms of why the church is doing this, it's about legacy. So as much as they're actually really beneficial in actually a vital role in abolishing the slave trade. That's a lot of people don't really realize that. So 200 years ago, their wokeness started, all of that wokeness started, and they've continued it with racial action plans and with trying to right the wrongs. And so in terms of why they are doing this, it's because, one, they have an agenda in terms of their race action plans, that continuation of, you know, when they helped with equality, they're just continuing with that. So one of their agendas right now is two things. It's just a logical thing, right? fair and equitable society, so therefore they want to make sure that they are leading and influencing the way. But that's due to the fact that they know that they use the Bible to justify, pacify and subjugate Black people. So they know that they did that. So what they want to do right now is right those wrongs and see if they can find a way to deal with the low participation rates.
But who do they pay that to?
I will answer that question. No problem. So what they're trying to do is deal with low participation rates. They're trying to deal with ignorance, all of which deals with the legacy. Because you asked me why we are having to do this, because it was in the past. So it's all well and good that they helped with the slave trade. It's all well and good that we ended the slave trade. But the reality is the legacy of the slave trade, the legacy of the transatlantic slave trade being racism, still exists. So what they want to do is try to combat that ignorance, because that's something that they never dealt with and they never really said sorry.
Okay.
And they invested a lot of money. So that's why they're doing it. And who they are doing it for, let me answer your question directly, please. I do apologise. I just want to actually answer your question.
Okay, but we're very short in time. I'm not trying to talk over you.
I know, I appreciate that.
You're talking for a long time.
No problem. So I apologise. So who are they going to pay it for, or who are they going to pay it to? The reality is reparations doesn't always have to be in the form of money. So what they're going to do is invest it in business-led kind of programs and initiatives. So anyone that wants to build a business that is ambitious, pragmatic, et cetera, they're going to promote it and kind of target that area. They're also going to lead with education, employment, and they're also going to lead with health. So these are really...
But hold on a minute. I'm so sorry. These things are happening already. Why should we be giving priority to a Black person setting up a business in this country over a white person? What about a black person who has brought up in a nice middle-class family, gone to university, done fine, nicely, thank you, and a white person who's living on a sink estate, who hasn't had any of those opportunities, and you're saying, oh, well, the Black person should benefit from the church reparations because of something that happened to long-distant dead relatives. That's not fair. That's not really tackling inequality today, is it?
No, what you fail to realise, and I appreciate that, but what you fail to realise is that the Church of England didn't use the Bible to justify, subjugate and pacify that white person in order to
They thought they were spreading the gospel. I'm no defender of
the
Bible teaching.
They influenced them in order to promote slavery and colonialism.
I'm an atheist. However,
let me finish.
Iman, sorry.
You took me running out of time.
But genuinely, you never finish. So I have to interrupt because you never finish. When am I going to get my reparations? I'm a white woman. I'm the child of Irish immigrants and British people. When do I get my reparations from the Roman Empire? When do I get them from the Vikings?
You're forgetting about racism, which means that you're leading with your bigotry, your agenda, whether that be your personal agenda or journalistic. It could be journalistic.
Well,
we know these times. GB News, no?
It's probably because I'm white.
And talks just talks about my bigotry. And right-wing agendas that seem to be bigoted.
You just talked about bigotry. You just accused somebody who's asking you questions of bigotry.
No, because you wouldn't say this to a Jew. You wouldn't say this to a Jew, Julia.
Carry on.
You wouldn't talk about the Jews in terms of the Holocaust. You wouldn't talk about the Jews in terms of anti-Semitism. You wouldn't say to the Jews, well, you need to get over it. It was in the past. And you shouldn't talk about the fact that anti-Semitism has risen in the last, I don't know, a few months since all of those issues around the world. You wouldn't say that to Jews. But you're saying it to me because I'm Black. So isn't that interesting? You keep saying to me, because you're white, I'm going to say to you, you're saying what you're saying because I'm Black. Race beta. Thank you very much.
I've got someone shouting my ear telling me I've got to go down, but I'm letting
you
carry
words
on.
It's that you keep
You keep digging yourself
people.
Deeper in, love.
No, I'm very glad I got my time.
Okay, now I'm afraid I am out of time, but you did a great job making your arguments.
Well done.
Iman Aitan, who claims to be an anti-racism activist, but not entirely sure she is.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.